The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Wednesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sebilia, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Those fingers in my hair, that sly come hither stare, that strips my conscience bare, it's witchcraft. And I've got no defense for it, the heat is too intense for it, what good would common sense for it do? 'Cause it's witchcraft, wicked witchcraft, and although I know it's strictly taboo.
As the old man Joe Piscopo on the radio, we what a morning. Good morning. Great show this morning. So happy to have you with us. 5 minutes after 6 o'clock. Here it is, Wednesday, August 12th. It's witchcraft. Watch it. It's going to be Kamala Harris craft. Be careful. I mean, oh my goodness gracious. You see how there's going to be adulation and love for Kamala Harris as the vice presidential pick for Joe Biden. And now the love fest on the left, if you will, the love fest in the media, if you will start. And then but let it go. It's going to be a tough couple days to watch. I cannot wait. I have to tell you, what is the press conference going to look like today at the hotel in Delaware today with Joe Biden and Kamala Harris? Come on. Can you not wait for this? I live for these moments. Oh, my gosh. What is Joe going to know and be aware? You know, and I don't want to be mean. Because it's going to go beyond Kamala Harris once we go into the debates. But right now, you could see the left just fawning over Kamala Harris. I don't know what happened. She got 1% when she ran for president. And she went after Joe Biden in that vicious exchange at the debates. But apparently that is all forgotten. And, you know, they're going to put her as the mouthpiece out there. But Joe's the guy running for president, and he's going to have to go up against Donald Trump in the debate. So it's going to be very, very interesting to see. But today, for example, what's going to happen? They're in Delaware, and Joe Biden has, you know, I tracked it, too. I was watching some video, and they had Joe Biden with Kamala Harris in 2017. And I looked, 2017, gosh, that's 3 years ago already. You can see, and listen, it happens to all of us. I'm not saying this in an accusatory fashion about Joe Biden, but you could see the cognitive failure of Joe clearly. And you want to know the truth? As an old guy, it makes me worry about yourself. You feel like you're on top of the game over a couple of years, you lose it like that. That's scary. And I remember people I admire, you know, even my dad, rest his soul, brilliant, one of the brilliant, most smartest man I've ever met in my life, my father. Just so knowledgeable, and God bless him. And you know, and over the years, you could see the cognitive, cognitive failure happen as you get older. You could see Joe over the last 2 years, Joe Biden. So don't forget, he's the one that's running. He's the one that's going to have to debate Donald J. Trump. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens today. What happens today? Because Joe, he has good days, bad days, you know, as we've said. And if it's a bad day and he's going to bring Kamala Harris out, I cannot wait for these moments. So I think we're in good shape. The thing is about Kamala Harris, she apparently, I don't know that black Americans are happy about this. Is she, she's half black, she's half Indian, she's Jamaican, I'm confused. Is this a black, is she a black woman? I mean, listen, talk about tribal politics. Oh my gosh. I don't know. Is she Jamaican and Indian? Does that make her black? Yeah, okay, black Jamaican. Okay, I guess so. Oh, they're just pushing the race card like this. So this is what you got to worry about, in my opinion. You got to worry about is what's going on the streets. And is somebody like Kamala Harris, is Joe Biden going to stop what's going on in the streets, the destruction of America? And it's not. It's going to get worse. They're going to be emboldened to go out there. And I'm telling you, first of all, going after Kamala Harris, I think that all you have to do is, and I always said, if they went with Tulsi Gabbard early on, then they would have a run for this presidency. But they didn't go to Tulsi. But let me play a couple cuts for you over the last 24 hours. And hopefully you could see why I think Donald Trump still wins this, you know. But don't ever take it lightly that there is a fight on the hands of those of us who believe in this country, because a Biden-Harris ticket, you can't forget, it is a ticket for Black Lives Matters and Black Lives Matter. And that is an anti-American, it's beyond just a statement. It's beyond anything that means, that it will help the black community. They just want chaos and destruction of the United States. Don't let Joe Biden look like he's, out of it, and then Kamala Harris smiling and everything's okay. It's dangerous if these two get into office. It's dangerous. I'm telling you right now. And I think Tulsi Gabbard had it right, during the, Democratic presidential debates when she was running. And this is what that Tulsi, let's listen to Tulsi going after Kamala Harris.
I want to bring the conversation back to the broken criminal justice system that is disproportionately negatively impacting black and brown people all across this country today. Now, Senator Harris says she's proud of her record as a prosecutor and that she'll be a prosecutor president, but I'm deeply concerned about this record. There are too many examples to cite, but she put over 1,500 people in jail for marijuana violations and then laughed about it when she was asked if she ever smoked marijuana. She blocked evidence that would have freed an innocent man from death row until the courts forced her to do so. She kept people in prison beyond their sentences to use them as cheap labor for the state of California. And she fought to keep cash bail system in place that impacts poor people in the worst kind of way.
The thing is, we're going to be playing these cuts, and then I could play what Kamala said about Joe Biden, and you know, the thing of that young girl was me. You could play those cuts. The mainstream media is not going to touch this. It's going to be a glowing tribute to Kamala Harris. It's going to be a glowing tribute. They're going to let already. I could see the glee in the reporters' eyes and the smiles when they talk about Kamala Harris and Joe Biden. They're not going to deal honestly. So the fight is on, because they're going to really go. It's one thing after another. But what they're not going to say, for example, is the Seattle police chief, Carmen Best, stepped away. She is for all intents and purposes, a young black woman. That what an assault that is, that the Seattle police chief. This is what we have to think about when you can't think about Biden, Kamala Harris. You got to think about what they stand for and how the Seattle police chief stepped away when she was just saying you can't defund the police in Seattle. Look what's happening. It's absolute bedlam. And now it's tough for you to defund the police. I have to step away. She stepped away. Think about the struggle of black Americans. Now you have a woman who is the head of a big city in the Pacific Northwest, right? And she's the chief of police. She's a woman, and she's a black woman. And she's got to step down because of the insanity of the left, of the regressive socialist, of the Marxist trying to take over. Don't let all this pretty that you're going to see in the next 24 hours and all the glee and the gloating from the left-wing media that's going to go after, say, oh, look at Kamala and Joe. This is going to be great. Don't let that. I tell you what, it was a smart move in that regard. It was a smart move because now the rest of America, oh, aren't they nice? Oh, look at this. Don't forget what you have. You have a black police chief, a woman who has struggled in her community, in her race, to achieve what she achieved, and she's stepping down because of the insanity of the Marxists. That's who we're running the show. Don't ever forget that. Also, who is also running the show. I'm appalled, and I don't even want to play this early in the morning, but I just want to get the point across, is Chicago gets looted. Chicago's such a great town. And then you got this Lori Lightfoot mayor. There's something wrong. There's something mentally wrong with that person. I'm telling you. There's something mentally wrong. And the fact that the press doesn't vilify it, this is the lead story on the news every day. The mismanagement of these beautiful big cities, you know, whether it's a city, whether it's Seattle or Chicago. So Black Lives Matter loots, they loot in the name of Black Lives Matter. Oh, yes, it was. They loot all the high-end stores in Chicago, Illinois, on the Miracle Mile. They loot it. They go and loot it. So I want you to hear for a second. You probably heard this already. One of the gals who identifies herself as one of the leaders of Black Lives Matter, Ariel Atkins, in regards to the looting. Let's listen to what this girl Ariel has to say.
I care if somebody decides to loot a Gucci or a Macy's or a Nike, because that makes sure that that person eats. That makes sure that that person has clothes. That's reparations. That is reparations. Anything they want to take it, because these businesses have insurance. They're going to get their money back. My people aren't getting anything.
Your people aren't getting anything. You know, as an Italian-American, my people, what did my people get? What, they got little reparations after they lynched 11 Italian-Americans back in the 1800s in New Orleans? What did my people, reparations, and you should have the right to loot. Do you hear that? Was the press, that should be the lead story in every mainstream media, saying this is who Black Lives Matter is. Yet when Blue Lives Matter in New York City goes to Bill de Blasio, the mayor of New York, and says, we'd like to put on the street Blue Lives Matter because you have Black Lives Matter. Why can't we put Blue Lives Matter? And de Blasio is fighting it, This is the mantra. Don't be fooled by this camaraderie and this quote-unquote love fest of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. Don't be fooled by that. What you're going to get is this. You'll get this Ariel Atkins from Black Lives Matter, who, by the way, I invite on the show. I debate her in a second on this show, to go in and say it's okay to loot. Like, I'm going to say, like, that would have strengthened my community as an Italian-American. You know what? Why don't you go loot stores, because we didn't get anything when we came here. We had to learn how to speak English. We had to go in steerage on a boat and come over to America. And we were treated with racism. And so go loot a store. What in the name of God are they thinking? What are they thinking? And what about the people? What about the, I keep talking about, the social justice warriors, Martin Luther King and Elijah Muhammad, Malcolm X, like him or not, you know, and all the other folks that worked so hard, like Jackie Robinson, that went through and broke the quote unquote color barrier. What about those people? Now you're saying to a young generation, what happened to this generation? I'm telling you, though, that's the Biden Harris ticket right there. So don't please be fooled. Okay. Now we're going to break it down meticulously today. Jen Kearns is going to join us, and she knows all about Kamala Harris. Jen is from California. And she's been up against Kamala Harris, and we'll say exactly what. And I don't want to badmouth anybody, but we're just going to lay the facts out on Kamala Harris when she was AG of California. Jen's a Republican political strategist, a host of All American Radio. Darren Porcher is a great guy. He's a true hero. In my opinion, this guy is the best of the best. Retired NYPD lieutenant, criminal justice professor at Pace, former Army officer. Darren Porcher, we're going to talk about exactly what we're talking about. How do you stop this crime? What's the mindset of young folks? I've worked so hard in the at-risk community, I have personally, for the last 25 years. And it wasn't so I could tell young black kids, go loot stores. Like, you could plan it. They planned it on the cell phones. They said, stand by. The next couple of days, we're going to loot the store. What in the name of God is that? You know what? There's no consequences. Darren Porcher will break it down. Nina Radcliffe, we're going to get into this, going back to school. Do you go back? Do you not go back? I think the whole virus has been mismanaged. My favorite on the virus is when you see the ads in New York State. Hey, they wore a mask 100 years ago, so if it was good enough for them then, it's good enough for them now. It's good enough for us now. And you're thinking, like, 100 years? We haven't advanced at all medically. That's it? The scientific community hasn't advanced in 100 years? Wear a mask? That's the answer to the virus? No medicine yet? Give me a break. Meantime, the president says Moderna has a vaccine standing by. I kind of think that is kind of an October surprise coming up. One of them, I think, that this quote-unquote vaccine may just come out sooner than later. Congressman Peter King will join us. We're going to talk about the power outages on Long Island. Oh, my Lord, what is going on? Long Island, we love you. And there's people still without power. Deneen Borelli, Fox News contributor, author of that book, Blacklash, will join us. Deneen, we're going to talk about Kamala Harris with Deneen. B.J. Thomas, how about that? How cool is that? Five-time Grammy Award winner, Grammy Hall of Fame inductee. Best known for what? Come on. Raindrops keep falling on my head. Oh, yeah. So B.J. Thomas is going to, it's a 50th anniversary of this legendary song. B.J., kind enough to join us in the 9 o'clock hour. Also, I reached out, as you heard me say in the air yesterday, I said to Joe Sebelia, our producer, I want Janice Dean on. Janice Dean is a great gal. We've gone back and forth. She's been on the show before. Great. Just a fun, nice person. Janice, you know, the weather gal, a meteorologist at Fox News. So now she lost in-laws, you know, in that mismanagement of the nursing home fiasco in New York. And no one's listened to her. And she wants to testify. She wants to go in and testify. And no one's listening to her. They're not allowing her a voice. We're going to give Janice Dean a voice on this radio show. And Janice Dean is going to be live in the 9 o'clock hour with me. And we're proud to have Janice. And our hearts go out to her. And our condolences go out for losing loved ones in this Wuhan virus. Terrible, terrible situation. But why won't they listen to what Janice has to say so we don't make these mistakes again? All right? Joe on the radio, we got a lot to get into. It's 20 minutes after 6 o'clock, and it's all great. I mean, before we break, Al, stay with me 2 seconds. I have to tell you, so you know, my mom went down the shore, and my sister's down there, and her kids are down there. I'm working. It's great, but she's down there, and down the shore is where all the neighbors are. And I remember one of my neighbors across the street came over and just visited my mom. Now, that neighbor is the daughter of my mom's best friend, who we just lost last year, who died at, are you ready for this, 104 years old. She was 104, Mrs. Giamavo. That was my mom's best buddy. So our daughter comes over, talked to mom, and they helped out a little bit what they can do. They got together. That's America to me right there. See? That's America. Friendship, family, just commitment. Loyalty, character. There's no hate. You're not expecting something for nothing. You work, you build these friendships. My goodness gracious, till you're 104 years old. And then the daughter of that beautiful person comes over. How's mom doing? She comes and she visits and she helps. That's the country we live in. That's who you are. That's who we are. It's just with all of our heart and all of that character and all of that love. And yet, don't get fooled. They're gonna try to take it all away. There's a movement in this country, and they're gonna try to mask it with some fun and nice. And you're gonna see it today at this press conference. If Joe could hold on, Joe Biden could hold on for 20 minutes or so. Don't be fooled. We got a fight on our hands. 21 after 6 o'clock. Joe Piscopo on the radio, and is Debbie with us today, guys? Debbie?
Yes. Yeah.
Hey,
I'm back.
Debbie's
yep.
back.
Hi.
How was LBI, girl?
Oh, it was fantastic. A bunch of my friends, we all had birthdays last week, so we went and we celebrated. We just, like, kind of hung out on the deck and talked, and we were on the beach, and then I went to visit my cousin because she's an LBI, so it was just so much fun.
I did see a picture. You look good. You look great to have you and your cousin.
That was with my cousin. That's my cousin, Madeline. She is so spectacular. I love my cousin, Maddie, so it was so great to see her. Yeah.
And you had great weather. You had killer weather, girl. It was great.
Beautiful. Oh, it was great. Oh, so wonderful. It was such a good break, you know? We all need that once in a while, right, Joe?
And you deserve it more than anybody, Deb, the way you work, and we are so happy to have you back. Debbie Duhaime on the roads for you, 622 on AM 970 The Answer. Thanks, Deb.
Good morning, Joe. Thank you. Let's go out to the New England Thruway. Major problems this morning, Joe. Southbound New England Thruway getting down toward exit 17 into Larchmont. It's a jackknife tractor trailer and a diesel fuel spill. Two lanes are blocked here on the New England Thruway southbound getting right into Larchmont, so prepare for delays there. It's kind of busy on the LIE, the Outer Roadway Service Road westbound at Woodhaven Boulevard, a collision. And stop and go on the eastbound Gowanus. Eastbound Gowanus slowing down through the Prospect. Eastbound BQE up by the Battle. Battery Tunnel. It's a disabled vehicle. Traffic slowing down over on 17 southbound at Route 4 in Paramus. They're doing construction and volume on 139 getting out toward the inbound Holland Tunnel. So prepare for some delays there. Once you get to the tolls, you're okay. Lincoln Tunnel moving smoothly. And over at the GWB, some earlier problems cleared. Isolated thunderstorms today. High of 88 degrees. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Can the daily recommended servings of fruits and vegetables fit into just six capsules? Yes. We start by sourcing organically grown whole fruits and vegetables. We ensure they are picked at peak ripeness. All of our produce is third-party tested for pesticides, heavy metals, bad bacteria, and nutrients. They are then washed, cut, and put through an advanced vacuum cold process, which removes the water using pressure. This maximizes the nutritional value while preserving the color, smell, and taste of the fruit or vegetable. The freeze-dried food is then ground into a fine powder without adding any additives, fillers, or extracts. These powdered foods are then mixed in our proprietary blends and encapsulated, locking out air and moisture. The capsules are then bottled and shipped directly to our customers. Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code THEANSWER.
Dell supports America's entrepreneurs during Small Business Month with all you need to office anywhere. Save up to 45% on computers and servers with Intel Core processors. Upgrade to new modern devices with Windows 10. Plus, save on top-brand tech while enjoying free shipping on everything and special financing with Dell Business Credit. Call 877-ASK-DELL to talk to a Dell Technologies advisor who can help you find the tech that's just right. That's 877-ASK-DELL or visit dell.com/smallbusinessdeals.
For more than 20 years, investigative filmmaker Tim Mahoney has traveled the globe for evidence of some of the Old Testament's most miraculous events. Now with The Red Sea Miracle Part 2, Journey to Egypt and Beyond, as Tim interviews the world's foremost experts to discover the truth. The results are faith-affirming and fascinating. You must see Patterns of Evidence, The Red Sea Miracle Part 2. To see this powerful documentary and others in the series, go to salemnow.com and use the promo code WNYM for 20% off.
Take AM 970 The Answer anywhere you go with our mobile app. Get in on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com. Mike Gallagher, live from our Wall Street studios.
Coming up at 10 a.m.
on AM 970 The Answer.
Joe on the radio. As the original Jersey Boys, Frankie Valli and the boys from Bloomfield Avenue, the Four Seasons, AM 970, The Answer, 626. It's Wednesday, August 12th. It's summertime, baby. We got this. Don't worry about a thing.
Oh, how you tried to cut me down to size, telling dirty lies, my friend.
Francesco Stephen Castelluccio. How about that? Frankie Valli, right there in the Four Seasons. Hey, Joe on the radio, great to have you with us. 877-970-2999. Calls are in already. We're fired up already. Great to have you with us already here on the radio. We're going to get through. We got a great show for you today. Let me go look at Charlie Finch checking in already. Hey, Professor, we're going to go to you first, my friend. Thanks for calling in always. What's on your mind this morning, Charlie?
It's an honor, Joe. I got the song parody. Come chameleon. You come and go, you come and go. Because she has an opinion, every opinion on every issue, as you've already pointed out with your clips, and it's got a South Asian beat. I also got the Biden-Harris slogan, Joe Piscopo, and it's not sexist because it applies to both Joe and Cammy. A little bit nutty and a little bit slutty. Great Auto Lab interview last Saturday, Dream Drive. Trump in a landslide.
Okay, thank you, Charlie. Thank you. We'll have to do our parody of a Kamala Harris song. Hey, Alice here, and Joe Sebelius here, and Joey, thanks for putting together. I know you work all day yesterday, putting a great show together. We appreciate it very much. And everything's okay at the house, if we can ask, Joe Sebelius? You doing good, huh?
Things are great, because I got my hair cut yesterday, and I went to my hairdresser's house to have it done, and my hairdresser was cutting the lawn with shears. I was afraid he was going to use the lawnmower on my head. True story. You, I'm not even kidding.
You got there, and you're the person cutting your hair is like doing the lawn.
Yep, he's cutting the lawn with shears.
Oh my God. This is great.
Combing it.
Come on in.
Conditioner. Yeah. You know the whole thing.
Oh my gosh, Joey, you are the best, Joe. And Big Al in the studio. Hey, Al, Jen Cairns is going to join us early on.
Great.
I just want to say hi. All good with you, Albert. All good with you, my friend.
Sitting out in the heat yesterday to look at my mother through the glass. Great. It's fantastic. I love it.
It's better safe than
sorry. With an umbrella.
You got it.
With an umbrella. I look like Mary Poppins as I sit there in the stifling heat. Sweat is pouring off of me, and I'm drinking from a big bottle of cold water.
It's wonderful. I think it's you're doing the right thing, and you're a good son. But is she?
Well, not according to her. I'm not.
Yeah, I was gonna say, is she railing you on the phone?
Well, that's the other thing. So I have to, in order for me to speak to her, I have to put my cell phone on speaker and then shout so she can hear me, and then I can hear her response in the phone. Now I get it because of COVID-19.
Absolutely,
this is obviously an issue with rehab centers and nursing homes. They're not allowing anybody in. And then I have to deal with my sister on top of it, who is screaming at me going, well, I'm going in there. I'm like, what are you going to do? You can break the door down and walk in?
They can't
allow you in. It's protocol. I understand it. Is it horrific? Yes, it is. But it's an inconvenience that we're going to have to deal with. And by the time my mother clears quarantine, we're hoping that she'll be home. But, I mean, it's a very difficult situation. So I went down there yesterday right after the show because I wanted to get there before the big heat. I'm not going today because there's supposed to be thunderstorms for most of the afternoon. And my mother goes, well, why aren't you coming? I said, because I have an umbrella that's metal. I don't want a lightning rod while I'm trying to talk to you for 30 minutes, mind you, and then get zapped by a bolt of lightning. So,
You're doing the right thing, Al. You're a good son.
Right.
But I worry, too. I stay away. Like, if I'm traveling or something, you got to quarantine. I quarantine for 14 days. I think, I'll tell you right now, I think a lot of it's bogus. A lot of it they don't know. Better safe than sorry. Better safe than sorry.
And please, do me a favor. Wear a mask properly. I'm tired of these people. The mask is below the nose. If it's below the nose, it's useless.
Jerry Nadler, man. Right. Don't wear it like Jerry
Nadler. Here's the other thing. So the Washington Post did a study on all these different face masks, right? And you know how they're saying, it's better than having nothing at all. But apparently those neck gaiters, the ones that people put on their neck and then they pull them up, over their nose and mouth. Apparently those don't really do anything for protection. Because
it's
the
worse,
material is so thin, it allows particles to go in. They're saying the like a cotton mask, not hand sewn, but a cotton mask that's made in a factory, is just as good a protection as an N95 mask. So that's a good thing. So they're telling you don't always say, well, wear a mask no matter what. Those neck gaiters really not good for the spread of COVID-19.
We have the Boomer Natural mask. The Boomer Naturals, really, they've been a lifesaver for me because they are very, very easy. We're not going to go here. And Al, don't jump in because I know you were. I'm going to go. But there was a news story that said you should, if you're, getting intimate, you should wear a mask. Out of Georgia, a politician actually said that. You should wear a mask,
What? Why?
No.
Why? No. Come on.
Why
even bother?
Don't let it
killed the mood on my date,
Joe, did you wear masks on your date?
I'm not getting sick. I didn't hold her hand because I didn't have gloves. More than that, I didn't want to send her the wrong message.
And so the whole world has changed. And believe me, there'll be a vaccine and we're going to move on. Don't forget that. Listen to me, if I may, before we break. When that pandemic came in 1918 and the Spanish flu, quote unquote Spanish flu, that started in Riley, Kansas, actually, but they discovered it in Spain. So poor Spain got the blame for it. They called it the Spanish flu, right? Back then, it was like, when it's 50 million people died, something. I mean, just not to joke about it, it was like 50 million people. Really, that around the world was horrible. You look at old clips, I've told you this before, of the Roaring Twenties as they began in 1919, 1920, as that started. They were like nothing happened. And it was only like 2 years ago, there was the pandemic with 50 million people. People are drinking, it's the Roaring, they're dancing with the legs, we're doing the cross thing with the legs and the Charleston, whatever they did back then. They didn't even think. So we will be back sooner than later, I think. If it's better to be safe than sorry, do you start the school? Do you not, Dr. Nina Radcliffe's going to be with us. Do you not go to school? But we'll be through it soon enough. But right now, you get better safe than sorry. It just bothers me where they won't even address it. It's like the president said at his press conference yesterday, we have quote-unquote therapeutics, is that they have medicines for it already. And are they giving it? And why didn't they do it early on? That's what really upsets me about all the nursing home deaths. When you look at the vast nursing home deaths, and we're going to talk to Janice Dean about it, why didn't they give the medicine? Why did they just kind of complain constantly? And don't forget, and I said it, and someone finally jumped on it, maybe because they heard it on the show. Not only did they mismanage the nursing homes and put COVID Wuhan virus folks into the nursing homes, I say, because I read and did some research on it, they went into the hospitals as well. So someone who went in with, God forbid, a stroke, or they had a heart attack or something like that, that COVID patients were put into the hospital wards as well. And that caused massive deaths. What a mismanagement that they didn't have the advice. Even after we heard about the nursing home deaths in Washington before it came to New York and New Jersey. How did that happen? So it's better safe than sorry now, but it's why they won't deal with this and get the medicines that they have is totally beyond me. Jen Kearns is going to join when we come back. We're going to talk about Kamala Harris, and everybody relax. It's going to be an interesting day. Enjoy the day, because we're going to get into it after this. You will see a love fest. Kamala will be smiling, and Joe will be saying, where are we? It's going to be interesting.
At least he can't hug her and smell her hair. I mean, yeah, you know. That's nice.
No touchy-feely.
Right.
It's going to be the most bizarre presser that you've ever seen in your life.
If he reaches out with his hands, then start to worry.
Come on.
Where are you?
And you're going to see Kamala Harris carry this press conference. And you're going to see her try to carry the campaign. And you and I aren't going to buy it. All right, here we go. Let's take a break on news live and local with Big Al. 6:35, a lot to get into this morning. And you're always welcome to join us, 877-970-2999. Let's get this party started, baby. Al's got the headline news live and local on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
79 degrees at 6:35. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. It's been a week since over a week and a day since the tropical storm wreaked havoc on the New York City area, but tens of thousands still without power. Long Island has it the worst, over 15,000 still in the dark. Con Edison is over 3,600 out across the city in Westchester. In New Jersey, Jersey Central Power and Light is down to around 1,400 outages, most of them in Monmouth County. PSE&G still has about 600 people out in Jersey, and more than 4,000 are still without power in Connecticut. Ahead of a meeting with Governor Murphy today, state education leaders are calling on him to mandate remote instruction for schools this fall. The director of the New Jersey Association of School Administrators, Richard Boza, the executive director of the New Jersey Principals and Supervisors, Patricia Wright, and the president of the New Jersey Education Association, Marie Blistin, say in-person instruction poses too great a risk to students and staff. They say a return to in-person instruction should be made when science and data say it can be done safely. In sports, Yankees beat the Braves 9-6 in the Bronx. The Mets lost 2-1 to the Nationals at Citi Field. Nets remain hot as the NBA playoffs approach. They beat the Magic 108-96 in Orlando in the bubble, and the Nets have won 3 straight and 5 of their last 6. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duham's got the answer.
Hey, good morning, Al. Thanks a lot. Problems continue this morning as you take a ride over to the southbound New England Thruway. Stop-and-go traffic getting down toward exit 17 in Larchmont. It's an accident involving a jackknife tractor trailer and a diesel fuel spill. 2 lanes blocked to your New England Thruway southbound getting down into Larchmont because of that problem. Traffic moving pretty slowly on the LIE westbound service road by Woodhaven Boulevard. A collision there. Eastbound BQE slowing down by the Battery Tunnel. A stalled vehicle was just towed away. and the Belt Parkway eastbound, right at Farmers Boulevard, a collision there as well. And over on the Cross Island northbound, getting into the Throgs Neck Bridge, that's a disabled vehicle to watch for as well. We're getting reports of an accident on the Cross County eastbound by New Rochelle Road in Eastchester. That one's on the shoulder. And the New England Thruway, again, southbound into Larchmont, a very tough ride with that accident involving that diesel fuel spill. Thunderstorms likely today, high of 88. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Napa Auto Parts. With thousands of locally owned Napa stores across the nation, chances are wherever you call home, they do too. So whether you stop by a local Napa Auto Parts store, Napa Auto Care Center, or visit Napa online, you can count on Napa know-how.
There are stories in the news that make you scratch your head. How could that person be found not guilty? Why did that judge rule that way? And what was behind the passing of that new law? Well, every weekend on our station, Champions of Justice with Tom Girardi features revealing interviews that look behind the headlines and give you the rest of the story. It's always interesting. So join us Sunday mornings at 10 for Champions of Justice here on AM 970, The Answer.
You make sure his toys don't have any sharp edges. You taught her what to do when the smoke alarm goes off and to wear a helmet when she rides her bicycle. You do so much to keep your child safe. But are you using the right car seat for your child? Car crashes are a leading killer of children ages 1 to 13. Protect your child's future at every stage of life. For information on the right seat for your child, visit safercar.gov/the right seat.
Sponsored by the New York State Governor's Traffic Safety Committee.
This is Dr. Sebastian Gorka, and I'm very excited to tell you about the book that finally tells the inside story of Obamagate. It's called Above the Law, and it's written by my good friend Matthew Whitaker, the former acting U.S. Attorney General. We all know that the deep state has been out to destroy President Trump since before he was elected. Now, in this new book, Above the Law, Matt lays out the inside story of how James Comey at the FBI and top officials at the Justice Department help fabricate the fake Russian conspiracy with the participation of Barack Obama. You'll read how Mueller and his henchmen created a corrupt report for the sole purpose of political subversion, despite the fact that there was zero evidence of Russian collusion. You want the truth about Obamagate? Matthew Whitaker has written a book. It's called Above the Law. Order it today from Amazon or wherever books are sold. Above the Law by my friend Matt Whitaker.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Happy Wednesday. I'm telling you about Route 22 Toyota. Route 22 Toyota, they are now social distancing, right? They're wearing masks, not to wear. When you go over there, you take your car over to the state-of-the-art service facility right there in Hillside, New Jersey. Alex Kinsella is there. They are fogging vehicles with every service just to make sure they're disinfected, right? And then this from Mr. Kinsella and Iggy, my dear friend at Route 22 Toyota. You get a new Toyota, you're a qualified buyer, you get 0% APR financing up to 60 months and zero down leases on some of your favorite Toyota models. This is awesome. Alex told me about the zero down leases, right? And 0% interest for up to 5 years. He wants you to call 855-621-9949. 855-621-9949. We're all family here. You know that on the show, right? You're family. I'm so honored to have you listening and being part of this radio family. Route 22 Toyota's been with us from day one. They Sid Patterson got us over there to Iggy. This is a great, if you want to go get a car and you want to get the deal of the century and you want to be treated, don't have to deal with dummies, and you want to be treated with respect, you got to get over to Route 22 Toyota. And you could start by calling here, 855-621-9949. You say, look, I heard you on Joe's show. Joey sent me. They'll know exactly what you're talking about. And by the way, they'll get you driving a new Toyota with 0% interest or zero down leases. Now that's the smart way to buy. 855-621-9949. Route 22 Toyota. Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at route22toyota.com.
Dennis Prager, coming up at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
642 with Joe on the radio. Jed Kearns is a political strategist host of All American Radio, chomping at the bit to share her take on Kamala Harris. Jen, are you in California as we speak, if I may ask?
No, I am not.
Oh, good. I worried immediately. I said, oh my God, it's 3:30 in the morning and she's up. So it's early enough.
Going from New York to California during the coronavirus crisis would be a lateral move at best.
I know. It's unbelievable what we're going through. Hey, Jen, so you know, give us the take, because you're so active in your role in California politics. You know all about Kamala Harris. Give it to us, Jen Kearns.
Well, I do. Look, this is a woman I'm very familiar with, have had the, well, I'm not sure it's a pleasure to have been on the opposite side of issues of her, but pretty familiar with her. I think I'm one of the few press secretaries who've ever beaten Kamala Harris at the ballot box, and I look forward to doing that again this November. But look, this is a person, I'm really puzzled by Joe Biden's choice of her, because there's something for everyone to dislike about Kamala Harris, right? So yeah. Conservatives don't like her because a while back, about a decade ago, she was in cahoots with then mayor of San Francisco, Gavin Newsom, the guy who is now a governor of California, handing out marriage licenses to gay couples against California state law at the time. Now, I realize that a lot of people are okay with gay marriage these days. I get that the times have changed. But at the time, it was pretty controversial. Here you have the district attorney of San Francisco outright not upholding the law, in fact, breaking it. It was pretty controversial at the time, and really going against the will of 10 million voters in the state of California who had already been to the polls and decided on the matter. So that was really a total disregard for the law and the will of the people, and a real affront to conservatives and Christians in the state of California. And we actually went on to beat her at the ballot box when we put Prop 8 on the ballot. That was a ballot measure that said no, marriage is actually between one man and one woman, and that was a fight that went all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court. Well, she then went on to become California Attorney General, Kamala Harris did, where she then went on to prosecute political enemies. I mean, she was a real vindictive, not only a DA of San Francisco, just ask her ex-boyfriend Willie Brown, the very married Willie Brown, who said that actually...
He was married when they were messing around. All right, I didn't know that. He was married when he started an alleged affair with Kamala Harris, yes?
Yes. In fact, he actually wrote a piece in the San Francisco Chronicle admitting that they had dated. I think the headline of it was, yeah, Kamala Harris and I dated, so what? That was the headline. And he actually detailed that she was also a very vindictive DA of San Francisco. And after they had dated, he said that he actually got a phone call from her saying, don't cross me. Now that I'm the DA, if you so much as jaywalk in a crosswalk in San Francisco, I'll have you arrested. So this is a very vindictive woman. When she went on to become California Attorney General, Joe, she prosecuted these political enemies, not people like Willie Brown, but conservatives, and in fact, faith-based conservatives, people like the filmmaker David DeLayden. Remember, he was the guy who uncovered the baby body part scandal of Planned Parenthood, and she literally had his home raided in the dark of night and really brought him up on charges. And it was really unbelievable stuff here. I mean, it puts the Roger Stone dark of night raid to shame. So she's really, really a tough cookie here. It's interesting that Joe Biden has chosen her, and that's just her past. I mean, the current day senator and presidential candidate, I mean, Harris has compared law enforcement officers to the KKK. She really supports a lot of radical things, including Bernie Sanders, single payer, Medicare for all. That's a $32 trillion package. And the list really goes on and on and on. Voting for felons from prison, eliminating private health insurance, $93 trillion Green Deal. I mean, this could not be a more radical ticket, the Biden-Kamala Harris ticket.
So, and then, but what was I keep hearing about? Like, Tulsi Gabbard went after her, and she just locked up folks for just smoking weed. And then she goes on that that radio show, and she goes, oh, yeah, I was smoking weed, and the timeline didn't match up, so she made up some story. So she locked up people arbitrarily just for smoking marijuana out there in California when she was AG, Jen.
She did, and this is why I say there's something for everyone to dislike about Kamala Harris. So the conservative base doesn't like her, but neither does the liberal base, the Bernie bros, I call them. They don't like her. In fact, they think she's fake. They think she's phony. She has made a political career as DA of San Francisco prosecuting young black kids. She incarcerated thousands of people for low-level marijuana offenses, and then she goes on Charlemagne's show and jokes about smoking marijuana, claiming it's because she's half Jamaican. I mean, that is offensive to the Bernie bros and the base of the party who believes you should decriminalize things like smoking marijuana. So she's just not genuine. They don't think that she's genuine on a lot of these issues.
Yeah.
And it's really puzzling because of how she also feels about Joe Biden. Remember, Harris attacked Biden for contributing to the same mass incarceration that she did as San Francisco DA. She claims that Joe Biden's also a racist and basically a segregationist, going back to that busing scandal that she called him out for in the presidential debates. And so it's interesting. She's also said, as a quote-unquote feminist, that she actually believed Biden's accusers, but now she's suddenly on the VP ticket supporting him, so she'll have to answer for that on the campaign trail. I think that's probably the most interesting part of this. And then also when they mentioned her name as a presidential VP pick, her team actually called the talk sexist, infuriating, and demeaning, suggesting, you know, that she was just checking some box as an African-American female, and here she is now on the Biden ticket. Suddenly she doesn't think that's so sexist, infuriating, and demeaning.
Wow, that's a lot. Jen, thanks so much for the breakdown. Didn't her father go and went against her because she said, I'm Jamaican, so I smoke weed, and her father took offense to that, correct, and said we categorically disassociate ourselves with Kamala. That was fairly recent, I guess, in the last year or so, correct?
Yeah, I believe so. Look, this is a person who is the daughter of two parents, by the way, who both taught at Berkeley. She's from the radical San Francisco Bay Area. Yeah. I mean, it could not be a more interesting pick for Joe Biden. Not sure what it gets him either on the electoral map, as he already has California locked up. So this will be interesting to watch.
All right, Jen Kearns, thanks so much for the breakdown. Stay close. Keep us posted, Jen. And thanks for jumping on the air with us this early in the morning. Jen Kearns right there. She's nice to talk to you, Jen. You take care of yourself, all right? There you go. Hey, she's a Republican strategist. And I got to just tell you, too, if Kamala Harris is out there and she's campaigning for gay marriage, I don't know. That might just very well help her. I mean, you know, I don't know if that, even though, but I know the point Jen was making was that it was going up against the will of the voters of the people, but the fact that she stood up for the gay community, I don't know that will bode ill with Kamala Harris for doing that, whether it was legal or not. 10 minutes before 7 o'clock, 6:50 right now on AM 970. The answer, Debbie is back from LBI. Deb, great to have you with us. Great to have you. We miss you. We miss you, girl. How are we doing traffic-wise this morning?
Thank you, Joe. Let's see what's happening. Well, we've got some problems for you. And first of all, on the New England Thruway, southbound exit 17 into Larchmont, it's a jackknife tractor trailer and a diesel fuel spill. Two lanes remain blocked here on the New England Thruway, so really busy down through Larchmont. Avoid that if you can. Let's go out to the Verrazano Bridge. Verrazano Bridge, upper level, getting into Brooklyn. Looks like an accident mid-span. Eastbound belt right into Farmers Boulevard. They just cleaned up an accident there. Northern State eastbound by Minetto Hill Road, getting out toward Plainview. It's a collision. And on the New Jersey Turnpike, the truck lane south at 13, they're just cleaning up an accident over in the truck lanes. We're still seeing some stop-and-go traffic as you take a ride over to the LIE westbound service road by Woodhaven Boulevard, where the collision there just cleared away. Alternate side parking rules remain in effect. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
That familiar sound means it's back to school time. But this year, back to school will mean different things for different families. Whether your kids are returning to class with face masks or you're keeping them at home, one thing stays the same. Back to school will mean some big expenses, but we'd like to help. Enter the Back to School Sweepstakes. You could win $2,500 to pay for school supplies, kids' clothing, electronics, and more. Then we pay an additional $2,500 to your school. To enter, just go to our website. You can even win bonus entries to increase your chances of winning. No matter what back to school means for your family, we make it easier with the Back to School Sweepstakes.
For your chance to win, head on over to am970theanswer.com and enter. That's am970theanswer.com. am970theanswer.com.
Here are the facts. Your business needs leads and sales. There are potential customers online right now looking for what you do. Will they find you or your competitor? You need Salem Surround. Having to do your own digital marketing while trying to manage your business, well, there's just not enough time in the day. You need Salem Surround. You're doing all you can to market your business, but are you sure you have the right strategy or seeing a great return on investment? You need Salem Surround. The marketing team here at Salem Surround is ready to help your business now. We'll design a plan that targets potential customers with proven marketing strategies, using everything in our toolkit to work for you. Digital, audio, mobile, even audience-engaging contests and promotions. Contact Salem Surround for a free evaluation of your marketing plan and see how we can help place your advertising message in front of today's consumers. Learn more at SurroundNewYork.com. SurroundNewYork.com. Connecting you with new customers.
Joe on the radio telling you about Relief Factor. I have my Relief Factor right here. You know what I love about Relief Factor, too? When you open it up, look at that. Open so easily. I love that. And I could take my Relief Factor and get myself out of pain. I'm walking around feeling no pain. No pain. No pain. You want no pain, you got to take Relief Factor. You got to go to ReliefFactor.com. You can start with a three-week quick start, discounted to only $19.95. It's 100% drug-free. And about 70% of those who buy the three-week quick start go on to order more. You get yourself out of pain. You're happy. And you know what else? Everybody else in your life is happier, right? Hey, let's listen right now, please, to Jane's story.
I'm a 71-year-old active tennis player, and I do have some pain in different parts of my body, like my knees and sometimes my arm. But it is a miracle that when I take Relief Factor, I don't feel the pain, and I give it to my husband, too, and he seems to be getting good relief from it also.
Thank you, Jane. No pain. You want no pain, you got to go to ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. If you want to call, with my Jersey accent, you want to call, here's the number, 800-500-8384, 800-500-8384, ReliefFactor.com. Check out the three-week quick start. You want to know something? It's going to be at your house in 2 to 3 days. That three-week quick start, you're supposed to take 3 weeks in 5 days. For me, I'm speaking for myself, it worked in 5 days like that. I am so pleased to tell you about Relief Factor, and it's very easy. You just go to, please, ReliefFactor.com or call 800-500-8384, ReliefFactor.com.
Everybody knows this guy.
No, everybody knows he can do a radio show.
Joe Piscopo. Mornings, 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
We are up and we are at 'em and we got this, baby. Onward and forward, as Poppy used to say. Let me go to Stu calling. We appreciate you checking in this early, Stu. Good morning. What's on your mind this morning?
Mike Schmidt. Mike Schmidt is the... good morning, by the way, Joe. Mike Schmidt is the new DA in Portland, Oregon. This guy. This guy is going to be a hot item. He's going to rise to the Democrat scheme of things. He's got everything going for him. He's a very handsome guy. He's got a family. He's a high school teacher. And very, very thoughtful, very, very bright young guy. This is a guy who's going to move up fast over there. You're going to see this guy on the national stage.
Is he a regressive socialist Marxist kind of guy, or is he a common sense kind of guy, Stu? What do you think?
Not at all. That's what I like about this guy. This guy is a thoughtful, bright guy who's saying things that are reasonable, not crazy.
You know, he's
prosecuting some of the people that were involved in the picture in Portland. However, what he's saying is making sense. He says these are people who basically were nonviolent protesters. Anyone who is responsible for property damage, theft, or injuring somebody, they're going after. And the only reason it's so slow is because of COVID. He says they're 2 months behind.
All right, we'll check it out. I've had my patience is thin, and when I see someone protesting, at my point, this point in my life, I said, I just shut it down. Just shut it down. Don't, you're going to loot in Chicago. Why weren't every single one of those people arrested? Then you have a press conference afterwards. You have the girl from Black Lives Matter saying, "We deserve to loot because looting is our reparations." It's gone nuts. It's time. We got to be very, very vigilant. You're going to see a nice press conference down in Delaware. I'm dying to see what mode of mind Joe Biden is in. But don't be fooled by it all. We got our work cut out for us. Dr. Darren Porcher, Nina Radcliffe, Congressman Peter King with us. BJ Thomas as well. Coming right back.